Britney Spears is kind of overwhelmed by the Elton John collaboration. Olivia Rodrigo performs with Billy Joel, and Ozzy Osbourne quit doing acid after talking to a horse. It's Thursday, August 25th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Britney Spears said Wednesday that she's feeling kind of overwhelmed about the Friday release of her collaboration with Elton John. Hold Me Closer is a reimagining of John's 1971 classic Tiny Dancer and was crafted by Andrew Watt using vocals Spears recorded solo in California. The single comes exactly 6 years to the day after Spears released her most recent album, Glory. A previously unreleased track from the album, Swimming in the Stars, came out in 2020. Okie dokie, my first song in 6 years, Spears tweeted. It's pretty damn cool that I'm singing with one of the most classic men of our time. I'm kinda overwhelmed, it's a big deal to me. It's also a full circle moment for Spears, who tweeted on October 21st, 2015, otherwise known as Back to the Future Day, Tiny Dancer, hashtag Elton Always, and tagged Elton Official. In tweets on Wednesday, Spears revealed, I'm meditating more and learning my space is valuable and precious. I'm learning every day is a clean slate and to try and be a better person and do what I do makes me happy. Yes, I choose happiness today. I tell myself every day to let go of the hurt, bitterness, and try to forgive myself and others to what may have been hurtful. I want to be fearless like when I was younger and not so scared and fearful. Yes, I choose happiness and joy today. Olivia Rodrigo got to sing the lyrics, I bet that she knows Billy Joel, cause you played her Uptown Girl on Wednesday night when Joel accompanied her on the piano. Joel paused his concert at Madison Square Garden to bring Rodrigo onto the stage. I'm going to bring up another young musician. She's a very talented singer-songwriter, he said before listing some of the awards that she's already collected. She's very talented and I like her music and so do my kids. Rodrigo thanked Joel and said she was such a huge fan. Before launching into her hit Deja Vu, she added, I kind of wrote this next song about you. Joel followed by telling the audience that he and Rodrigo were going to do the song that was referred to in the last song and proceeded to perform his 1983 hit Uptown Girl together. You can watch some fan shot footage of the special moments in the link in this description. Ozzy Osbourne said he gave up acid in the 1970s after a trip in which he found himself talking to a horse. Speaking to Classic Rock, Osbourne recalled how he and his Black Sabbath bandmates did loads of drugs while making the album Volume 4 in Los Angeles. At that time in America, people were fond of lacing your drinks with acid, he recalled. I didn't care. I used to swallow a handful of tabs at the time. The end of it came when we got back to England. Osbourne, now 73, reflected on the equine conversation that made him quit. I took 10 tabs of acid and then went for a walk in a field, he said. I ended up standing there and talking to this horse for about an hour. In the end, the horse turned around and told me to F off. And that was it for me. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.